How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Promised Land with me, Scott Saunders, talking all things Manchester United after a 4-0 win over Everton in a match that, I don't know about you, but I'm not used to this. I'm not used to matches being settled in Manchester United's favour after half an hour, 46 minutes even, if you wanted to give it to the 3-0 when United and Marcus Rashford scored after 46 minutes. I think that was pretty much game over, it seemed like. And I know Everton are not very good. But we have become used to Manchester United not being very good themselves over the past few years. And as much as it was lovely to see that United managed to press ahead and win pretty comfortably and brush aside a team that they should have been brushing aside, you know, there's still areas to work on. Ruben Amorim, after the match, has spoken about working in moments and how the processes aren't really there yet and how United need to be better and they play better on Thursday night. But most importantly, win's a win. So we go into another busy week with Arsenal away, knowing that I think United are now 4 points off the top four. But should we look ahead, really, or should we just concentrate on what is happening on the pitch and try and fix the performances first? I think that's what the head coach is wanting to do. So that's what I'll talk about today. But I'll also look ahead to the fact that Arsenal await at the Emirates on Wednesday as well. But let me know your thoughts on that game on Sunday, 4-0 over Everton. Let me know your thoughts on what you're seeing at the moment. There's a specific player I'd like to talk about today who is making an absolutely fantastic impact. And I'm sure you can tell, because if you're watching on YouTube, he's probably in the thumbnail. But yeah, Ahmad is having a cracking time at the moment and really proving his worth. But yeah, we can talk about him in a little bit. We'll talk about the Everton game first, look ahead to Arsenal, and then talk a little bit about some of the players that are impressing as well. But if you have not subscribed to the podcast already, please do on Apple and Spotify, The Promised Land, a Manchester United podcast. Give it a 5-star review. Leave a review as well, if you wouldn't mind doing so. That would be really, really helpful for me. And also subscribe on YouTube as well, The Promised Land, a Man United podcast. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment. Do all of that business and follow on social as well at @_ScottSaunders on all of the usual social channels and on Blue Sky as well. ScottSaunders.BlueSky or BSky, whatever. Link is in the description. I should probably figure out what the hell that is before I try and say it in the next episode that I record. But anyway, yeah, you can follow me on all of those. Please do and get in touch. If you like the podcast, please send your support and send your love, because I would really, really appreciate it. But yes, United are now doing all right at the moment. I mean, 2 wins in the last few days against teams, albeit that they should be beating. But it's promising, you know, a 4-0 win. How many times have we seen United win 4-0 over the last few years? Not very many. But there's a... Look, this is a busy time. It's a really busy time. There's a lot of matches coming up. And all United can do, really, given there's no time to train, as Ruben Amorim continues to say, all they can do, really, is just try and pick up points and pick up patches of play and methods that the head coach is communicating as he goes through walkthroughs in training or through meetings and like conversations with players. That's as much as they can do at the moment. And obviously, there's still things that are not working particularly right. But while that is happening, if you can go and win games, then, you know, it really ends a lot of the noise and eases the pressure, is what I wanted to say. Eases the pressure. But obviously, when you go to Arsenal, 8:15 kickoff on Wednesday night. They've just hit some excellent form at the moment, so it's going to be a difficult one for United. But Ruben Amorim has taken his teams to the Emirates before and done a job. So who knows? It's kind of, is it a free hit for United? And I think maybe it's in the realms of a free hit because Arsenal are very much, let's say, in the title race. Yes, they're in the title race, aren't they? They're a bit of a way behind Liverpool at the moment, but you know, they're a team that have been going in the right direction for a long time, and United need to start doing that themselves and start remodeling their football team and remodeling the way that they play football as well. But yeah, all they can do as they go is pick up points. And the first game against Ipswich was 2 drop points, although United were quite lucky in a sense with the way that the game balanced out. But Ruben Amorim said that against Bodo Glimt on Thursday, United were actually better than in the match against Everton. They won it 4-0 thanks to goals from Marcus Rashford and Joshua Zirkzee as well. Great performance from Ahmad. But look, I think first things first with this Everton game, just win was the message. And just win was what United did. There's a lot of players who, you know, needed to turn a page on the previous era and start looking forward and start looking to reapply themselves and turn over a new leaf and like rediscover themselves in a sense. And I think what we're starting to see, even though we're not seeing like massive fundamental tactical change that actually works, you know, there are some things that are working, but the whole plan hasn't obviously come together yet because Ruben's had no time to sort it out. The biggest thing we needed to see to start with was uplifts in performances from certain players. And that's what we're getting. Marcus Rashford has now scored 3 goals in the last 2 Premier League games that he's played. And, you know, it seems to have got that edge back. Joshua Zirkzee scored 2 in that game as well, and he hasn't scored since the first day of the season. Come in for a lot of criticism. And I myself have actually said I'm a little bit concerned as well about Joshua Zirkzee and what I'm seeing from him and how he can fit into this team. So it's nice that, you know, United's attacking players are starting to score goals, because goals have been a massive difficulty and a big struggle, especially in the Erik ten Hag era. But you have to kind of put teams like Everton away. Unfortunately, you have to put teams like Everton away, and United did it. Not without their problems, because I think in the first half an hour-ish, the opening period of the game anyway, it was a little bit difficult. I think there were some moments where Everton really ran through United and caused them a bunch of problems, but I think United scored at the right time and Marcus Rashford got a deflected shot away off Jarrod Branthwaite, funnily enough, who gave up the second goal as well. Very funny how this stuff comes around, isn't it? When United have been trying to sign him all summer, getting priced out of a move with Everton wanting 78 million quid for him. It's funny how that kind of thing happens. But hey, United have to beat what's in front of them. And they, ideally, what you need to start with here is just upticks in performances. And like I say, we're getting it from a few different players. Bruno Fernandes as well. Andre Onana, again, standout performance. He is maybe not standout because he didn't have loads and loads to do, but he is forging a reputation for himself now. Touch wood. I'm touching wood if you're watching. Touch wood that gives you confidence that he's not going to make a mistake. And I can't believe I've just said that, because he's going to go and drop a clanger against Arsenal now, isn't he? But look, he's been fantastic throughout the season so far. United have, considering they've lost 2 games 3-0, United's defensive record this season has actually been pretty good. Let's take a look at this. So United have, they've conceded 13 goals in 13 games. That's one each game. That defensive record is better than Arsenal's and Chelsea's and is joint second best in the league with Nottingham Forest. That is crazy. Yeah, it literally is, according to this. Let me see if I can... No, I can't put it in order. Liverpool have the best defence in the league with 8 conceded. Nottingham Forest and Manchester United have conceded 13. There's a bunch of teams on 14, like Tottenham, Chelsea, Arsenal, and Newcastle as well. So, look, United have... Considering they've lost 2 games 3-0 against Liverpool and Tottenham in some of the worst performances that United have put in recent years, that's quite encouraging. So it shows that while everything isn't going perfectly and going to plan, United are not exactly giving up goals pretty easily. Although they are giving up some chances, but nothing in comparison to what we were seeing in the early weeks of last season and throughout last season with the amount of shots that were given away. But, you know, it's encouraging to see stats like that, actually. And, you know, like I say, United 4 points off Manchester City, better goal difference than Manchester City. Isn't it funny how things turn around? At the start of the season, could you ever have imagined that Man United would have a better goal difference than Man City at this stage of the season, with Man United being ninth in the league? No, you could not. It's crazy stuff how this turns around, but it also shows just how, outside of Liverpool, how kind of close this league is. United are 6 points off Arsenal at the moment. If United go to the Emirates and beat Arsenal, they're 3 points behind Arsenal on Wednesday. I'm not saying that they will, but that's how close it is and how quickly things can turn around. So there's plenty of causes for optimism, obviously, but, you know, Ruben Amorim, what I really like about him at the moment, is that he's not getting fooled by what he's seeing. So, you know, I might have won the game 4-0. And yes, if you just caught a highlights package of that game and you saw that, oh, United are back. They won 4-0. They scored four against Everton. No, not really. And I think that is the encouraging thing here. Ruben Amorim said United scored in the right moments and they capitalized on a few Everton mistakes with good pressing, to be fair. And we've seen that Ruben Amorim wants that. Erik ten Hag wanted that as well. We've seen that there's good energy in the team at the moment in terms of that high press. And it's paid dividends a few times. Amad in particular, robbing Everton's defense of the ball and converting chances there. But Ruben Amorim is not being fooled by this. Very encouraging. He said along the lines of, look, we scored in the right moments, but I thought we played better on Thursday against Bodo Glimt than we did in this Everton game, and Everton were probably better value than a 4-0 out of this game. And I did agree with him because it kind of surprised me in a sense that United shot up into this 4-0 lead given the first half performance and given, or maybe the first half of the first half, given that performance. It wasn't that kind of game for me, and it wasn't for him either. So I think what Ruben Amorim is looking to do at the moment, and this is really encouraging, is he's not getting convinced by scorelines. And in order to fix every problem that United have, or all of the problems that United have, or a lot of the problems that United have, manager or head coach, I keep getting it wrong, needs to look at the root causes and look at what his team isn't doing all that well. And he's not coming out and, you know, blowing smoke and saying, yeah, we did this really well and we're back and we're on the way back. He is instead saying, don't judge me. I don't want to judge my team on the position in the table that we're in while other people outside of this club will do that. The most important thing for me is addressing the causes of the performances and addressing the causes of, you know, being, or giving up the kind of chances that they gave up, or giving up the space that they gave up against Everton, because United are easy to get at still at times, and that will hopefully be remedied and fixed over the coming months and with new players signed and this kind of thing. But it's good that Amorim is not coming in and just thinking, okay, great, I fixed everything just because we've won a game 4-0. It's quite refreshing to see that there's no... Would you call this a manager bounce? I'm not really sure. I don't think I would. Or a new head coach bounce, as I've just messed up again. I wouldn't really call it that because it's a... United are just doing their job and getting by with, especially in the last couple of games, some wins and some good results. But it was only a week ago that it was a draw against Ipswich with not a very good performance. But he's since had a week and a bit to kind of instruct his team a little bit more and see what they do on the pitch and see what problems are caused and to tweak things. So hopefully that gets better as we go along. But the biggest test that you'll have so far is Arsenal coming up. And like I say, United are pretty close to Arsenal, pretty close to the top of the second place, this kind of thing. But Amorim is not focusing on that kind of thing. And I think that is what everybody should really do. The fixtures coming up are, look, United have got some difficult away games coming. They've got Arsenal next away game, Forest on the 7th at home, and then the following Sunday, Manchester City in the Manchester Derby away from home, and then Liverpool at the start of the year as well. The first Premier League game of 2025 is Liverpool away at Anfield, and they're absolutely flying. at the moment. But these kinds of matches will be really good for Ruben Amorim to get a feel for his team and get a feel for what his team are doing well, for how far off the levels his team are. But look, I think there's reason to be... How do you feel about this one? Let me know, because Arsenal are away and they've scored 13 goals in their last three games and five in the Champions League last week and five at West Ham on Saturday night as well. So look, they're scoring, they're free-flowing, their set pieces are ridiculously dangerous. We all know the problems that United have had with set pieces in the past. United will need to be very, very aware of what they're doing to keep Arsenal out. But Arsenal, overwhelming favourites, no doubt about it. And I think that's, look, at this point in time, it's just something United have to be comfortable with. And I think United can play the underdog in this game. You know, like, there's no pressure for me to... And something else I'll say about Amorim as well in a second. We got to a point with Erik ten Hag in his third season where it was expected that his teams would, you know, dominate matches, be on top of the ball. And even in matches like this, and it kind of worked against him, really, the fact that he felt like he had to go for these games. And the only time, really, that ten Hag in recent, this year, probably, had got one over on another team is when another big team is in the FA Cup final, where obviously United played really well against City, did the basic things right, but defended really well. And I think Amorim, for me, and this is another thing I like about him, is, look, he has his principles of he wants to dominate matches, he wants to be in control of matches, he wants to be in control of the ball, he wants to play a certain way, but there's a number of principles and fundamentals to his game which are just required regardless of the method that United are going to play. So, look, there's matches that United should be dominating, obviously. And if we're 3 years into this and United are not dominating against teams that they should be dominating, then yes, okay, maybe that's a problem. But what I do like about Amorim as well, and what I like about top-level managers, which I think is an art that has maybe been given up, in a sense, over the last few years, being able to play a different way and being able to be comfortable with just sitting back and sitting in and defending and soaking up pressure and hitting on the break. I think United might, whether it'll work, I don't know, but United might be able to get away with that against Arsenal, keep things tight, play a back three, play a back five, and just concentrate on trying to damage Arsenal where they're weak. Although it's difficult to know at the moment, really, where we can get at Arsenal. So that's going to be something for Amorim and his coaches to plot over the next day or two. But yeah, let me know how you're thinking ahead of that one, because it's the Everton game was...
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
You know, nice in terms of the result, but there were still a few things which United need to work on. But United are moving into they've moved into the top half of the table now. Obviously, any kind of result at the Emirates would be fantastic. But I think it's maybe a little bit too early to expect anything. But what do you want out of this game? Get in the comments from this, or let me know on social media as well. What do you want to see out of Manchester United in this upcoming match against Arsenal? Because look, they're one of the form teams in the country, one of the form teams in Europe, and this is not an easy game. United have had a rotten record there in recent previous years as well. So for me, I would just like Amorim to go in and try and prove himself and his team difficult to beat. I expect with the suspensions of Kobbie Mainoo and Licha Martinez as well that maybe it'll work in a sense. Look, I want to see Kobbie Mainoo available all the time, but maybe he would have been rotated out anyway for this. I think Manuel Ugarte has particularly improved in the last couple of games and particularly shown that he's able to deal with the demands of this system. And we've seen some of his best attributes come out of it as well. So I'm pretty sure Manuel Ugarte will get a start. Whether he goes with Casemiro or rotates Christian Eriksen back in remains to be seen, but you know, United need some physical prowess and some physicality in that midfield. Maybe Mason Mount even gets a shot in there because of his, you know, ability to cover ground, and he can be tenacious when he wants to be. Only got a few minutes at the weekend, I think, maybe with this Arsenal match in mind. We'll see. But look, let me know what you expect or want to see out of this game. But I think there are those two absentees are quite, you know, damaging in a sense, but I think the team for me picks itself now. Hopefully Luke Shaw will, now that he's getting more minutes, will be able to just slot in for where Martinez is and has been. I don't think Martinez has been particularly fantastic over the last few months, and hopefully Luke Shaw can slot in there. It remains to be seen what United will do with both of their wing back roles. I'm not sure. Ahmad's playing brilliantly at the moment, but having him in that right wing back role as it stands again at the Emirates, who knows? Is he fit enough to be able to deal with the demands of that so quickly after coming off absolutely exhausted from that Everton game as well? You know, it's difficult to predict how it'll go. Maybe there's injuries. I think Amorim's press conference is just a couple of hours after I record this, so if there's any updates, I'll have missed them. But it's a good problem in a sense. Like, I think it's a big blow to see the likes of Mainoo and Martinez are banned from this game because of accumulation of yellow cards. But when it happened, I wasn't so downbeat about it. If you understand that, I'm not sure whether I should be. But I suppose that maybe I'll put it this way in a sense. When I looked at Ten Hag's United, I thought, God, if we're without this player, that is going to mean this team loses, or it's going to make a fundamental difference to how this team plays. Whereas what I've seen out of Amorim's United already is that there's a lot of players who have to start understanding this system. And the system is the most important thing, you know? So it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit difficult to explain, but I think that because the system is the most important thing, I think there are certain players with certain qualities that I could probably have seen coming into this anyway. I'm sure Martinez would have started, definitely. But given Mainoo's been slowly transitioned into this team, you know, I don't necessarily think that he was going to start this game anyway. I think Ugarte was always going to come back in, and I think maybe Casemiro is best pick for this. I'm not sure, but we'll see. We'll see whether Mason Mount gets a selection in there, or whether he gets into one of the more advanced positions. But look, I think the fact that United don't have a ton of injuries at present, as I touch wood, and we're only having to deal with suspensions, really, proves that, or means that United are able to change things up, and they have to change things up anyway. So, look, I'm not sure who is going to start, but maybe I could pick off the top of my head who I think may start. But let me know your starting team as well for this Arsenal game. Because I think going into this game, just looking not to get beat and to like play in moments, or take your chances. I think playing in moments is maybe the wrong way to phrase it, given Amorim's been criticizing United, or looking at United saying that capitalizing on moments is not the right way to go. But you know what I mean? It's United are not going to have loads and loads of control of this game. So I think it's just better to cede that control and to be able to get on top at certain points in matches and be able to capitalize during those moments. Because I think, look, United aren't going to go to Arsenal and steamroller them. The job will be, don't give up early goals. If anything, just stay in the game and try and get to a point where you nick something. So it's okay for that to be the case at present, because United are very much a work in progress. Arsenal are very much several steps ahead of United at the moment. And it's just, it'll be a big, big boost if they can come away with anything from the Emirates. The very least, I don't want to get hammered in this game. But look, we'll see. I think it's there's lots of options, and I can't predict exactly what Amorim's going to do yet. So look, we'll see. I think there's lots of options, and that's something to be excited about. And I'm excited to see United get a big test under Ruben Amorim to start with. So let me know your 11 even for this game, and let me know what you think will happen in this Arsenal game as well on Twitter or in the comment section of this video on YouTube. But look, talking about some praise, I think I did want to talk about him specifically. I mentioned Marcus Rashford earlier. I mentioned Joshua Zirkzee earlier. I mentioned Bruno Fernandes and Andre Onana as well. Mazraoui obviously has been a revelation so far this season and absolutely fantastic. Absolute bargain of a signing. But Ahmad has been absolutely fantastic, sensational. And I just wanted to take some time to be able to talk about him, because I think what Ahmad is doing typifies everything that Ruben Amorim wants out of this Manchester United team at the moment. If everybody, every player could work to the bone like he is working, then they'll be far, far better off. Now, Amorim didn't want to give too much credit to himself for this kind of breakout in Ahmad. But obviously we saw that Ahmad was playing really well in preseason under Ten Hag, and then he didn't get too much of a chance. But he did flourish a little bit under Ruud van Nistelrooy, who's since gone to Leicester, by the way. Best of luck to Ruud van Nistelrooy. I think a big top job, or a big job for him in the Premier League, will be really, really good for him, and I hope he does really well at Leicester. And what he did do during his time in charge of United as interim head coach was help bring the best out of some players that maybe we hadn't seen the best of. And Ahmad was definitely one of them, but what he's doing is fantastic at the moment. His desire to make an impression on this team and to win a place in this team, even if it's at right wing back, is the exact attitude that Ruben Amorim wants out of this team and out of these players. So I'm so, so glad for Ahmad that things are coming off for him. I still think he'll be better off as one of the two number 10s. And I think getting him further up the pitch with doing what he's doing will be absolute. Like, I think he's made for that. But maybe Amorim thinks long term, or even short term, maybe it's more short term, that Ahmad is the answer at right wing back at the moment. Hopefully he can continue in this vein no matter where he plays. But what he is doing from right wing back is amazing. It really is. It's so refreshing to see that kind of drive and attitude and enjoyment that he's pulling out of these performances. It's really coming across. It's rubbing off on other people as well. And considering that he's only 22, 23 years old, his attitude is, I just want to make an impression. I just want to work in this Man United team, and I want to show people what I'm about. And he really is doing that at the moment. I think the fact that he's the sprints, you know, the desire to go and pick the ball off a defender, and it happened a couple of times. like the desire to go pick a ball off a defender and charge at goal, sprint from end to end. Like he did it at Ipswich as well, where he runs the entire length of the pitch nearly and provides an assist for Marcus Rashford. And then to go and put in the performance he put in against Ipswich. The kid's so dangerous. He is technically fantastic, has a brilliant attitude. And I'm sure that what he's doing at the moment is music to the ears of Amorim and is justification, really, for sticking around at United for so long and getting overlooked, because he was overlooked for a long, long time. And it's much to the frustration of the supporters as well. Obviously, we've all wanted to see Amad get in the team. We've all wanted to see him make an impression. And I'll sit there and say, even last season when he, at points when he came into the team and he didn't really deliver as much as I felt the clamor for him to play matches told, I don't think he delivered quite as much as people thought he did at that time. But what he's doing it now, he's absolutely doing it now. And Ruben Amorim or Ruud van Nistelrooy, whoever deserves credit for it. No, Amad himself deserves credit for it because he's been absolutely fantastic. And as I say, typifies the attitude that we need out of this Manchester United team. And if more players can, you know, pick up that desire and pick up that attitude like him. And look, yesterday it was there from a lot of players. It was. The challenge will be keep that up all the time. And it's not going to be easy to keep up that energy all the time. It's not going to be wise to keep up that energy all the time with the amount of matches that are coming up. But if United can fill their squad with players of that attitude all the time in every match, and that's the absolute basis of everything that this team is built on, I think United will actually do pretty well. But Amad is a shining light at the moment. One of a few. I think there are plenty of players that deserve a lot of credit. But Amad is on this thumbnail for this episode and deserves a heck of a lot of praise because of the contribution that he's bringing to the team at the moment. And look, it's only been a few matches. It's funny how things can turn around really quickly. But he made an impression under Ruud van Nistelrooy, and he's making an impression under Amorim now as well, to the point where I've written in a piece for Sports Illustrated today. He is among the first names on the team sheet at the moment. I'm not saying that he will be on the team sheet every single week or every single match because of the volume of matches at the moment. But if you're looking at who deserves to start for United, he's firmly there. Absolutely. And it's wonderful to see. But let me know what you think on Amad. He's obviously out of contract as well. I think he has a year extension. He's obviously out of contract in 2025. I'm just checking this. So he has signed in 2021. Obviously, sorry for the relative silence here. There is an option for a further year. So he does have a contract until 2025, end of June. But there is an option for the club for a further year on his current terms to extend that. But obviously, I think given all the reports, United are looking, and it is a priority for United to renew that contract on new terms to reflect the status that Amad has lofted himself to over the last few months. So fingers crossed, hopefully that can get sorted out relatively soon. And we can see Amad continue to go from strength to strength. And as this team is built, maybe Amad's position on the pitch will be further forward. And I'm hopeful that he maybe does get a chance in that position. But I think maybe he has found himself at right wing back at the moment due to the sheer volume of options in the two positions just behind the striker. There's so many players who have to play at the moment. There's so many players who are having to rotate in because of fitness issues and this kind of thing. And that's the most important thing. But as the team evolves and the team builds, hopefully we see Amad in one of those positions. But at the same time, we know already, and bigger tests are to come, obviously, but we know already what he can do from that position. So at right wing back. So big shout out to him. And a big shout out to you as well, listener. If you are listening at this point, 31 and a half minutes into this podcast, big thanks for listening or for watching the Promised Land podcast with me, Scott Saunders. Look, it's a big match in midweek for United against Arsenal. But it's important at this point that United give a good account of themselves and that people don't get carried away with whatever result this is. So look, if you're not going to win 4-0, fantastic. Like let's celebrate. But that's not going to happen. So what you need to see here is just United give a good account of themselves and hopefully go and take some kind of point out of this game, if not more. Like United's team quality isn't there and comparable to Arsenal's at the moment, but there's still quality in there. So in a one-off game where Ruben Amorim has played against Arsenal before, knows how they play, maybe. You never know. But it's important not to get too carried away, regardless of what happens. And look, the games will come around thick and fast. You know, we'll be back in action against Nottingham Forest at Old Trafford on Saturday evening as well. So there's lots going on. The games do not stop. Arsenal up next, and hopefully United can continue their recent decent patch of form and give Arsenal a bit of a surprise at the Emirates. But yeah, that's been the podcast from me today. I'm keeping them a little bit shorter nowadays, a little bit more concise to get my thoughts in, but also knowing that not everybody has an hour in their day to listen to this in their ear. So that's the way I'll be maybe running these from now on, especially with the games coming so quickly and not massive, you know, topics to cover. But yeah, I'll be back after the Arsenal game and talking about what we see in that one. Hopefully United can go and pull some kind of result out of the bag, but we will see. Not expecting too much, not expecting anything, but fingers crossed. And it's good to see that United will get a test and a big test, because that is the level that they need to be not only getting to, but surpassing over the next few years. So look, thanks very much for listening or for watching, everyone. This has been Scott Saunders from the Promised Land podcast. Scott Saunders is what I just said. Scott Saunders from the Promised Land podcast, talking all things Manchester United. I'll be back later this week, as I say, after the Arsenal game. But please subscribe to the channel if you've not done so already. The Promised Land and Manchester United podcast on YouTube, Apple and Spotify as well, for video or for audio. And follow me on social media as well, at @_ScottSaunders on X, Instagram, TikTok, and I'm on Blue Sky as well. The link is in the description if you would like to follow me on there. And yeah, leave your comments, leave your likes, get in touch with me on social, and I'll see you next time for another Promised Land podcast, everyone. Thank you very much for listening or for watching. Until next time.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.